Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Well, we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we are talking about the ministry, understanding some things about ministers of the Word of God. And that's where we're going. Remember where we came from. Paul is talking about divisions in the church at Corinth, a subject that he introduced in the very first chapter, and he continues to deal with different aspects of it as he works his way on through what we call chapter 2 and into chapter 3. Of course, there were no chapter and verse divisions in the original manuscripts, but nevertheless, that's the way it is in our Bible. But a rather lengthy discussion about divisions in the church and various elements that contribute to that. And he gets to chapter 3, and he deals with the subject of carnality or immaturity among Christians, that when they should have been more mature, they were instead still babes in Christ, not capable of understanding the solid food of God's Word. And that contributes to the divisions in the church. They're acting more like kids than they are adults, spiritually speaking. And then Paul indicates that part of the problem with that, their carnality, is related to their misunderstanding of ministry. That's why they're all divided up. I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Peter. And Paul said, you've got to understand what these men are and how to view them properly so that you don't divide yourselves according to your favorite preacher. And so that's where we're going on this Thursday, May 27. We're glad that you have joined us, and we are so grateful for those whose financial gifts keep us teaching on the station. And so we take it up in verse 5, who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. Understanding ministry, a remedy, at least in part, for divisions in the church at Corinth. And the first thing to understand in verse 5 is that ministers are servants. They are servants through whom you believed. Who is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers. But as we learned in the broadcast yesterday, that is the word diakonoi. In the singular, it is diakonos. And it means a servant, a table waiter. The same word that is used for the office of deacon. Deacons are servants of the church, and they serve the elders of the church in a certain way of helping them to be able to focus upon their main responsibility, namely the ministry of the word and prayer. But they are servants. Please don't elevate them to something greater than that. That's what they are, essentially, is servants. And he adds this little phrase, through whom you believed. And what does he mean by that? Well, he means that everybody has somebody that God used to preach the Word of God to them and through whom they were saved. Who then is Paul? Who then is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed. All of them had somebody that they could trace back to the one that God used to be most influential in their conversion. Probably most of you can trace your conversion back to someone like this, because he goes on to say, as the Lord gave to each one, servants of the Lord, table waiters of the Lord Jesus Christ, who are used by God to proclaim the gospel. You heard it, Paul says to the Corinthians, you believed it. God gave to every one of you somebody like this. In the case of most of them, it was Paul himself. But others had preached in Corinth as well, and Apollos did, and Peter did, and some of them had come to believe in Christ through the preaching of others. But you shouldn't be dividing up the body of Christ according to the different preachers. The preachers are just the table waiters. If you're in a restaurant and there are a number of people eating there, there will be a waiter or waitress that serves your table, and maybe more than yours, may have several tables that he or she is serving. But somebody across the room is having a similar dining experience, and their table is being waited upon by somebody else, and somebody in another part of the dining room is having a similar dining experience, and their table is being waited on by somebody else. And you don't say, that was a wonderful experience, and I am a fan of Leslie, who waited on our table. And somebody else says, oh, no. Jimmy is a better waiter. He's the one who waited on our table. And somebody else says, you're both wrong. Susie is the best waitress. She waited on our table. And you say, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, obviously, we have different waiters and waitresses that we may enjoy, some more than others, and prefer one over another. But to make a big deal out of that, to get all uptight over that, to fight with one another over that, over who it was that waited on your table, that's pretty silly, isn't it? And Paul is saying, yes, and it's pretty silly for you in the Corinthian church to be divided up over the ministers, that is, the servants of Paul, Apollos, or whoever it was that God used to bring you to a saving knowledge of Christ. And as I pointed out on the broadcast yesterday, this is one of many occasions in the New Testament where the term deacon is used of something other than the office of deacon. Here it's used of Paul and Apollos. Paul, an apostle. Apollos, a powerful evangelist. Peter, another apostle. They were deacons in the general sense. Please keep that truth in mind. But Paul goes on, not only are ministers servants, verse 5, but ministers are laborers, verse 6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Ministers are servants, yes. Ministers are laborers. I planted, Apollos watered. There's work going on here. Now, the picture shifts from that of table waiters to laborers in a vineyard, laborers on a farm. I planted, Apollos watered. In other words, each one had their own particular assignment by God. Paul planted the church. Apollos watered what Paul planted, each according to the task assigned to them by the Lord Jesus Christ. And God used them both to establish the church at Corinth. And the differences between them are God-appointed differences for the good of the church. That's what they needed to understand. That's what some of them failed to understand. Yes, Paul planted. We use that terminology. We talk about planting a church. Missionaries go to their field of service with the idea, generally, the goal of planting a church, laboring, working hard, preaching the gospel, planting the seed of God's word, praying for God to bless it, for the seed to take root and to grow and to produce fruit. And when there are enough people who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and they can be formed into a local church and can be taught and can grow in grace, and as they do, leaders in the church are identified and the church is organized and the church is planted. Paul said of the Corinthian church, "I'm the one who planted the church, but I'm not the only one who contributed to the spiritual health of the church. I planted, but Apollos watered." And we know that Apollos was a very eloquent preacher, and he traveled to different cities and preached the word of God. And he came to Corinth and he preached to the church. He wasn't the church planter, but he was one who contributed to its growth and development. And God assigns those different functions. Who's more important, the one who planted or the one who watered? Some would say, well, the one who planted is more important because if he hadn't planted, there wouldn't be anything to water. True. But if somebody didn't faithfully water, then that which was planted would die out. Also true. So both of these men had significant, we would say indispensable, tasks that were assigned to them by Christ, which both contributed to the health of the church. So understand that. Ministers are, number one, servants. Ministers are, number two, laborers in God's vineyard. They're carrying out their work assignment. The foreman says to one, you go to a new area, a new field, and you plant seed. And to another worker, he says, you go over here where crops are already growing, and you do some irrigation, you do some watering. And they're both given assignments, and they're both working for the same goal. They're both working for healthy crops, healthy produce. They are both laboring under the direction of the owner of the farm, who is, in this case, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, why are we arguing over who's most important? I am of Paul. I like the work that he is doing. Well, I do too. I praise the Lord for the work that he is doing. It is invaluable. It is indispensable in the design and plan of God. Well, I like Apollos. I like the way he preaches. I like his style better. Well, Apollos is very important too. Yes, indispensable, because he has a ministry of strengthening that which the Apostle Paul planted. He has gifts and assignments that have been given to him by Christ, which are used for the building up, for the edification of the body of Christ. He's not so much the evangelist who planted the seed, but he is the preacher that God uses to water the plants when they come up. They're both God's servants. They're both faithful laborers. They are both workers in Christ's vineyard. They are both servants. They are both hard workers. So why are we arguing about which one is the best? They're both indispensable workers given as gifts by the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop your carnal bickering. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.